Hi, I'm Ben.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Ben.
What's new in the world?
Well, you might have heard of a little thing called coronavirus.
Coronavirus? I don't think so.
No, it's been on a couple of channels on the TV.
No, doesn't ring any bells. Is that like Corona the beer?
I think it's some sort of new band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, anyway, you will be hearing about it soon. By everyone.
Via every source imaginable.
Yes. So, of course, due to the social... What is the keyword there? Social isolation?
Distancing?
Social distancing, that's what it is. Ben and I are recording in completely different parts of the world.
Yes.
So, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I figured we'd do a little mini-sode.
I think that is good.
I think our Westerns by the Decade series will pick up the episode right after this one. So if you're listening to
this on
Sunday, the 22nd should be the following Sunday.
Right. So a week from the 22nd, that would be the 29th?
It would.
Okay. So hopefully our next Westerns by the Decade would be the 29th, and hopefully Ben and I will be able to coordinate without this whole thing... social isolation.
Yes.
Distance. Social distance. Not isolation. Isolation bad. Distancing did.
Hopefully okay. It won't continue too much longer.
Yeah.
So what mini-sode topic do we have lined up today?
Well, I was kind of thinking about what are you watching while you are distancing yourself.
What's a good bingeable quarantine? Good bingeable quarantine viewing.
Yes, exactly.
So I've been watching. There is a series of films called Handmade Puppet Dreams, which is just a collection of short films organized by Heather Henson, actually. Who's the daughter of Jim Henson of Muppets and Sesame Street fame. And she basically curates this collection of really awesome short films made by puppeteers from all around the world. And this collection is on Amazon Prime. So you can just type in Handmade Puppet Dreams on Amazon Prime, and there'll be a list of, I think it's 16 short films. And they are all worth watching. So I've been going through and watching those. They are quite good, made with a diversity of styles of different animation. So if you like unique animated things or puppets, then definitely check out Handmade Puppet Dreams on Amazon.
That sounds good.
It has been quite good. Was the last film? I think the last film I watched was Amaterasu, which is a story told with marionettes made out of found objects. So combining things like lanterns and spoons and using them to create characters that are entirely unique. And it tells the story of a Japanese folk tale. So it's a excellent short film. Handcrafted by a director named Christine Papalexis.
Is that also on Prime?
It is on Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, check it out. Amaterasu, it's called. Or just type in Handmade Puppet Dreams and it'll come up.
Okay, sounds good. I have not been delving into the whole public or the puppet realm. I've been watching some more of whodunits, as it were.
Right.
I finally got to watch Knives Out, which is Rian Johnson's new film came out last year.
Yes.
It is very good. I recommend it.
I'm excited to finally watch that. Sequel.
I would actually like to see a sequel to it.
So it ends, I think that, without any spoilers, it ends kind of open-endedly then, where there could be a sequel.
I think, well, if you're familiar with like the detective genre of the first part of the century, like you're talking about Sherlock Holmes or Charlie Chan, mm-hmm. or The Thin Man,
Poirot.
You kind of see where, well, Poirot, yeah, you can kind of see where certain characters in the film could be used in other stories. I think that would be a good way to do it.
Gotcha.
So, that was pretty good. I also watched a series, an old series run in the war years, World War II, called The Whistling Trilogy, or it's a Red Skelton comedy trio of films. The first one's called Whistling in the Dark, Whistling in Dixie, and then Whistling in Brooklyn.
Huh. Now these are whodunits.
These are kind of whodunit-like films. They deal with murders and the mob and different things like that.
Good heavens.
The main character is played by Red Skelton. If you're not familiar with him, you need to Google him. Very funny fellow. And he went from radio to film. And in these films, he plays a radio actor. And his character's name is The Fox, which I kind of think is probably a spoof or parody off of The Shadow from the same time period.
This is in the first film.
In all three films.
In all three films, same character.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and it's got a great support. All three have a great supporting cast, including a Rags Ragland. I've seen him in several films. I didn't realize what his name was. But Rags Ragland is a great character actor. Check him out.
Sounds awesome. So where did you find these films?
At my mom and dad's house. There was the Warner Archives collection. There's a DVD 3-pack, and they were all in there. So
gotcha.
I kind of sat down and watched all three of them while on vacation distancing myself.
Let's see, let's see if I can pull up these films here just to see if they're available anywhere else. Those sound like great picks. I'm excited to watch those also.
Yeah. Are they? They're not on. I wouldn't think they're on Prime.
They are not on streaming anywhere.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
I'm sorry to the rest of the world. I'm recommending films that probably can't be found unless you have a open library, and right now
it's possible they're on YouTube.
You probably could find them on YouTube
as well as your local library if they're open.
Yeah,
some libraries still are.
I know a lot of them are closed at the moment,
but who knows, maybe by the time this comes out they won't be.
Maybe.
That's kind of wishful thinking, days. But we'll see.
We'll see. But Knives Out, you probably can find out definitely on Prime. I know you can rent it from Amazon.
Yep. Wherever good movies are sold.
Wherever good movies are sold.
Very good. Well, Chris, I think next time we're finally going to record our episode about High Plains Drifter.
One can only hope. We've been kind of hyping it a little bit.
We've talked about it an unusual amount.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to delve into it. I had my doubts, but I'm ready to talk about it. So.
Yes, I'm ready to move past it.
Well, I know you have a pick you're really excited about for the 80s.
I am. Yeah, I'm very excited about the 80s. So we'll get through the 70s and then go into the 1980s. We're almost done.
Yes, we are. Getting close to the end. Well, thanks very much for listening. As always, share us with a friend. Subscribe. Leave us a review.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and let us know what your favorite social distancing film or shows are.
Yes, we're all in this together, separately. We're separately all in this together.
At a distance.
You know what I mean.